If you've noticed a few people fossicking around beaches today with high-vis vests on, they're not police officers looking for evidence or anything like that, nothing like that at all. It's actually a group from Conservation Volunteers Australia who are doing some beach cleanups across the coast in the Burnie area today and also in Burnie Devonport surrounds next month as well. To tell us a bit more about it, Ashley Carden is the project officer with Conservation Volunteers Australia and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Ash.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Now, you've already had one clean-up today already, Dog Beach near Burnie. What did you find there?
Oh, you know what? It was one of those cases where the beach looked pristine when you arrive, but then the second that you start, like, looking in amongst the rocks and walking up the beach and looking a bit closer, you do find a bit. The biggest thing was probably a tyre, but there was just lots of the usual stuff like food wrappers, cigarette butts, quite a lot of polystyrene packaging, stuff like that. But yeah, we got over 83 kgs. There were 7 volunteers and we had a great time.
83 kilograms, when you think about how light some of these plastic are, that's quite a volume, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely it is. And one of the girls that was with us found a poster which had the year 2010 on it. So stuff just builds up over time in plastic, like, as you know, never breaks down. So it's good to be getting out there to get rid of it.
And for people who may not have heard of Conservation Volunteers Australia, you're actually based, you concentrate mainly on Launceston and Hobart. This is the first time you've come to the northwest coast, but you're also hoping to recruit locals to help out as well.
Yeah, definitely. Our project is called Cedar Source, and we're based on the Derwent River and the Tamar Estuary, but we're up here as well at the moment trying to get locals involved. So, yeah, everyone's welcome. We've got cleanups all this week, and we're coming up for another week of cleanups next month.
Okay, and that'll include Burnie and Devonport. That's from the 11th to the 13th of May, but the ones that are happening this week, if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
So if they go to our website, which is www.cva.org.au, and just click on Get Involved, and you'll find the bit that says that you would like to volunteer. And you can find all the events that we've got coming up under where it says Community Cleanups of Tasmania's Northwest Coast. So that would be the best way.
Okay.
This afternoon, we're near UTAS on Burnie Beach, and tomorrow we're at Cooey Beach and Camdale Beach in the morning at 9 a.m. if people just want to show up as well.
Okay, but you are asking them to register online if possible because of COVID tracing and all that sort of thing. So if they rock up, there might be a bit of paperwork involved.
Yeah, exactly. It just saves time for everyone if they go online first, and then we know how many people to expect as well. So that is the best way.
Terrific. Now, the reason you've targeted beaches, I guess one thing is that they're fairly easy to find the stuff, isn't it? Or is it hard to find the stuff? I mean, from what I'm reading about your group, beach cleanups only take a couple of hours, depending on how many people you've got and I guess how big the beach is.
Yeah, definitely. We just get as much as possible in a couple of hours. And it depends on the beach how easy to find stuff and how thorough you want to be. Like, at the beach this morning, there was lots of rocks that we were kind of looking through, which can be a bit more difficult than just finding stuff on the sand. But we tend to focus on the dunes where things just collect, whether they're blown in from the sea or washed up, or whether they've come down rivers or they've just blown off the road.
So when you say you're trying to recruit locals too, I guess it's important to let them know that you're not volunteering for a 12-hour shift or anything like that. You're only asking for a couple of hours.
Yeah, definitely, a couple of hours. People are welcome to just come for as little or as long as they want as well, so we're not too strict on that part. But, yeah, it's a good way to get a bit of exercise, just come down to the beach, like 2 to 3 hours. It'd be great to have as many people as possible because we've got a goal of gaining 1,500 volunteer hours on the Northwest Cleanup. So, yeah, we're hoping to get as many people as possible.
And hopefully you'll get enough people involved that will want to do it on an ongoing basis because the fact is that, you know, every time we have a storm, all sorts of rubbish washes up onto the beaches and they're never clean for long, unfortunately.
Yeah, and one of the guys that came out this morning, he actually often just does the beach clean-ups on his own anyway, so he said he was really happy to find a group to do it with. But, yeah, that's just, I reckon those people that just go out there on their own and do it are awesome, so all props to them.
Yeah, indeed. And, I mean, apart from the fact that it's good exercise, that you can socialise with other volunteers, and as you said, you had a lot of fun this morning.
Yeah, definitely. And you just get to meet, it's like such a wide range of people. So it's always really interesting, the people that you meet. And it's also just a really good feeling to know that you're stopping plastic from ending up in the ocean where it just, you know, it never breaks down. It ends up in the food chain and everything like that. So it's definitely good feelings all around.
Is the majority of what you're finding plastic these days?
Yeah, usually about like 70 to 80% of it's plastic.
Wow.
And most of that is a lot of packaging, like food packaging. So each little chocolate bar wrappers, lollipop sticks, and then there's also like the single-use plastics like straws and cups as well. They're really common.
Sadly, it's stuff that can't be recycled, isn't it?
Yeah, most of it can't. I mean, they've got this lot of soft plastic recycling going around with RedCycle at supermarkets nowadays, which is really awesome. But a lot of the single-use ones, especially if they're made of that hard plastic, they can't be recycled, which is why we're, you know, hopefully going to work towards phasing them out. But yeah, for now, we've got to keep picking them up.
You were telling me off air before we spoke that you actually did a microplastic test during this morning's cleanup, and it came up good, actually.
Yeah, it did. So as part of these cleanups, we also want to investigate if there's any microplastics present, which those are usually washed up from the ocean. We did one this morning, just a quick little survey in a couple of areas on the dog beach, and it just involves sifting through sand and just seeing if there's any of the tiny bits that you really have to look hard to find. And yeah, we didn't find any. So that's the first one that we've done so far on the Northwest Coast. We haven't found any. I'm hoping it'll be a clean sweep. It'll be a pretty good win for Tasmania, but we'll see.
I think sadly you might be disappointed on that front, Ash, I reckon. They're everywhere, microplastics. And I mean, I was reading recently now where they're finding them in humans because we're eating seafood that's got them contaminated, and so the chain goes on.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also like in cities and that, it's in the air. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
But I think that's why it's important to do these beach cleanups and see. Like, we're not really picking up the microplastics, but the big bits that we are picking up, they would eventually just break down into smaller and smaller bits that do end up as microplastics in the ocean, and they are the ones getting eaten by fish and all of that whole side of things.
Terrific, Ash. Well done on what you're doing. Thank you for bringing your group to the Northwest Coast to do this. And once again, if people want to get involved, what's the website?
www.cba.org.au, and that CVA stands for Conservation Volunteers Australia.
Good on you, Ash. Thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you so much.